Today, St. Paul, thank Paolo, Danoi. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Blessed be God. Brothers and sisters, that is one of the first Christian prayers in the Bible. Christian prayers. It is not a Jewish prayer, not an Old Testament prayer. It's a Christian, the first Christian Catholic prayer, because it is addressing God the Father through Jesus Christ. That's not in the Old Testament. That's the New Testament. Paul recognizes who Jesus Christ is. And he starts off, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a prayer of a Christian person, like we pray. The first thing we must do when we pray is to adore God, to praise God. That's the first thing. When we begin prayer, Bat Dao Kangwen, we must praise God, because God is our creator. God created all of us, and we will go back to him. So every Christian, when we sit down to pray, when we come here to church to pray, the first thing is we adore God and we bless God, as St. Paul does. He says, blessed be God. So when we read this, and maybe you should take the leaflet home and read it yourself, the epistle to the Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, the beginning, chapter 1, is a beautiful prayer, Christian prayer, about Jesus Christ and what he says about him. And he says, he has chosen us, all of us, chungta, all of us, chosen us, he says, to be holy and without sin. We are called to be holy, each one of us, not just the priests or the sisters, everybody. We're called to be holy. And that's very serious. If you're a Christian, you must be a holy person. That is, you must be a person who prays to God, who adores God, and who allows the Holy Spirit to work through you. That's to be holy and without sin. He says, we have been chosen by God. And don't forget that. You are chosen. You are a special person. Dak biet. Ngui dak biet. Each person here is special. Further on down in the reading, we don't have it here, it says, why were we chosen? Because we heard the word of God. Firstly. Secondly, we believed the word of God. And thirdly, we didn't hear it we were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. We received the Holy Spirit. Paul says that in that reading. We heard the word of God, we believed the word of God, and the Spirit came on us. The Holy Spirit came on us. So that is true of everybody here. We have heard the word of God, we believe it, and the Holy Spirit has come to us, each one of us. That is why we're here in the church every Sunday, Saturday evening, to worship God, to acknowledge him as God. So we have received the message and the faith, the Christian faith, and we should give God thanks for that we have received that faith, and ask God to strengthen it. What we believe, strengthen it. Because so many people out there do not believe. Count him. They do not believe. We do. And then we come to the main message in today's Mass, that we must share the faith we have received. We were given the faith, but we're told, you don't keep it. Don't take and put it in your pocket. No. You must share it with others. Give it to others. And the more you give it to others, the more yours grows. When we give it, our own gets bigger. Our faith gets stronger. And the readings are saying, you are all called now to share the message of Jesus Christ. In the first reading, the prophet Amos was told, you are a prophet. But the people said, we don't want to hear you. Go away. We don't want to hear you. Amos said, I have no choice. God has called me to be a prophet, and whether you like it or whether you don't like it, I will prophesy. I will preach, whether you like it or not. We are called to be prophets in that reading. And then, of course, in the gospel, we have Jesus having instructed his apostles, catechized them, given them instruction as we do our children. Jesus said to the apostles, you go out two by two, two, and try. Talk to the people. Go and spread the word. I said, don't bring anything you don't need. Just bring the essential things, nothing else. Keep it simple and go. But of course, he's also saying that to us today, that we must bring the word of God to others. That is what the Lord is asking us to do. So if you're parents, many people here are parents of children, you are missionaries, Trunyao, you are missionaries to your children. You train them in the Christian way of life, how to pray. You're being a missionary. Part of the duty of parents, father, mother, is to hand on the faith to their children. And if you're doing that, you are being a missionary, what the Lord has asked of you. If you're a student, many people here are students. Singdin, students. Many people here are students. Up there, students. Don't be afraid to show your faith to others. Let people know you are a Christian. You believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if they want to listen to you, share your faith with them. Don't be afraid to do that. Sometimes it takes courage to do that. But young people, students, can do it very effectively. People listen to you. If you're a worker, many people there are workers working, then we try to show our faith in the way we work by being honest in our dealings. Always be honest. By cooperating. And by being ready to share our faith even in our work, wherever we work, in a shop, in a factory, anywhere, to share that faith. God, Jesus is saying, now you are missionaries, you must share the faith with others. So that is the message in today's Mass. First of all, from St. Paul, that you are specially chosen and blessed by the Holy Spirit, with the power of the Spirit in each person here. And then the Lord is saying, now you bring that message out. And don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be nervous. Share with others. Tell them what you believe. Because people will listen. Some people will not listen. Others will. And that way, you are sharing your faith with others. And also, by doing that, you strengthen your own faith. What you believe becomes stronger. You begin to understand more what it is. Because the Spirit is working through you. So today's Mass is the important message for us all. And that we are all missionaries. Not just some of us. We are all, in our way, missionaries to our people around us. And here, where most people are not Christian, we must be missionaries to them, carrying the word, the message of Jesus Christ to them. So I pray that we can, as Paul says, share the great blessings we have received and to help others to receive those blessings.